there is an inner presence that by its very nature is soothing. The very nature of your being is soothing, strong and stable. And that soothing presence can be an anchor or a refuge for the mind. The mind's own self is its soothing refuge. Like a tortoise can pull in its limbs at will, the mind that has recognized this soothing refuge can pull itself in at will. The mind that has discovered the soothing nature of your own being whether extrovert or introvert, busy or quiet, all mental activity, emotional activity takes place in that presence that the mind has recognized to be its stable self. I can always pull my mind back. Back into an objective position. Which resting in the stable truth of my being. Appreciates the situation as it is. Appreciating the intricate order of Ishwara's creation. Of which this body and mind are a part. I can appreciate all of the roles I am playing. In this creation. At the same time, appreciating. I am playing no role. Whatever the role, I am always the same. Whatever the drama, I am always the same. Just as the sun illumines all that is going on below. Itself remaining the same. I as the self, with the mind and the sense organs and the body and all experience. Because of me, all of them are known. But I remain the same. Remaining the same, all is known. I am the changeless self of all experience. My self-identity is with me, the changeless one, who is present to all of the changing experiences. I am the one who is changelessly present to the passing emotions, the changing perceptions, the thought flow. All experience. One who is changelessly present to all experience. Let the word I, when you say I or I am, let the word land on you. Let it label who you really are. When you think of your being, of yourself, let it land on you. The conscious being that you are, that is changeless and whole as you are. The very cell of the body, the cell of the changing thoughts, the cell of the changing perceptions. The body and mind relax into the stable changeless self, which is my own being.